Another 5-Minute Mystery.
Headquarters, Inspector Craig.
What? What did you say?
We'll be right over.
What's up, Inspector?
Plenty. That was Gregory Laurie, the art dealer. He just called to say he killed his brother.
Oh, hello, Inspector. I'm glad you've come. Something dreadful has happened.
So I gathered over the phone. Where's the body?
Body? Oh, you mean Alec, in the library on the floor.
Which way is the library?
That door to the right. All this has unnerved me completely.
I can understand. Come on, Pepper. You too, Laurie.
Yeah, not a very pretty, Inspector.
Shot through the stomach.
Jeez, he looks awful. His face is all twisted.
Twisted as it is, Mr. Laurie, there's quite a resemblance.
Well, we were twins.
Oh.
He turned up unexpectedly this evening, and well, you see, Peter was always the black sheep of the family, but he was my brother, and I killed him.
Please, finish your story.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, as you know, I'm rather well known as an art dealer, collect famous paintings and all that, and sell them at a price.
Go on.
Well, Alec and I severed relations several years ago, long before he was sent to prison. We were very different. I was always aesthetic, loved beautiful things in life. I was happiest surrounded by my paintings or listening to good music.
Ain't it the truth, Mr. Laurie? It's the little things that count.
Shut up, Pepper. Go on.
Well, Alec, on the other hand, was more materialistic. He was only interested in acquiring money.
And he turned up here tonight?
Yes. He had come for the painting.
What painting?
That Botticelli there by the window.
Oh.
It's a rare original. You can see by the signature on it. I came by it through very good fortune. It's worth millions, of course. Alec wanted it. I refused. He drew an automatic.
Huh?
Pulled a gun, stupid.
Oh!
In the struggle that followed, he was shot.
Ah, I see. Well, then it was really self-defense. Mr. Laurie, if you're telling the truth, you haven't much to worry about.
That's just it, boss. This guy's not telling the truth.
What?
He's a phony, Inspector. This ain't Gregory Laurie, the art dealer. Begging your pardon, Inspector, but any dope could tell that.
What mistake did Laurie make that proved he was not telling the truth? Did you find the loophole in his story? In a moment you'll know, but first... Now, back to our mystery.
Are you sure, Pepper?
Certainly. The minute he talks about that genuine Botticelli, with the signature and everything, I had the guy pegged for a phony. Botticelli never signed none of his paintings. Any real art dealer knows that.
But, Pepper, how did you know that?
Me? Ah, it was nothing. I took a night course in art appreciation at City College. My wife thinks I ain't got enough culture. Boy, wait till I tell her this.